Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The godly prophets in Old Testament times severely criticized the Israelites for their rebellion against the living God. Jeremiah accused the prophet Hananiah of making the Israelites to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Behold, I will cast you from off the face of the earth. This year you shall die, because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. Ezekiel 28:15-16. Isaiah expressed the Lord's displeasure at the Israelites' rebellion against him. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they rebelled against me. Isaiah 1:2. The prophet warned God's people, But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah 1:20. Isaiah explained what had occurred in the land. How the faithful city has become a harlot. It was full of justice, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Isaiah 1:21. Please listen further to the inspired prophet's charge against the nation of Israel. Your silver has become dross, your wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves gifts and follows after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore says the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, Ah, I will ease me of my adversaries and avenge me of my enemies. Isaiah 1:22-24. Our brief topic today will be rebellion in Israel. I'm sure the Israelites often sinned against God without intending to disobey or to dishonor His name. All people sin and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. But the sins of which Ezekiel and Isaiah accused the Israelites were far more serious than simply blundering into some ungodly behavior. The people of God deliberately violated the law of God. They rebelled against God. Do you remember what the prophet Samuel told King Saul when Saul had not obeyed the voice of the Lord in utterly destroying the Amalekites? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has also rejected you from being king. 1 Samuel 15:23. The prophet Isaiah informed the Israelites that their silver had become dross and their wine mixed with water. He was using highly figurative language to describe the moral and spiritual corruption of the nation's leaders. Silver represented the purity that should have characterized the leadership in the nation. Wine was symbolic of the joy the nation should have experienced if they had lived by God's law. But the silver had become dross, or slag, and the wine weakened by being mixed with water. That Isaiah had the leadership of a nation in mind in speaking of silver and wine can hardly be doubted in view of the next verse. Your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves gifts and follows after rewards. They do not judge the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come unto them. Isaiah 1:22-23. Most of us know, both by observation and by reading Scripture, how extremely difficult it is for the citizens of a nation or the members of any other organization to rise above the leadership of that nation or organization. That fact does not excuse citizens of a nation or members of some group for immoral and rebellious conduct. God will hold the leaders of the nation and elders of the church accountable for their behavior. They will have to give an account to God for their failure as leaders, Hebrews 13:17. But He will also judge each of us for our behavior. We cannot shift the blame for our immorality to the President of the United States, the Governor of the state, or elder of the church. God holds each of us individually accountable. Thank you very much.